You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up later, we'll hear about who's taking the most risks on the road, and it may not be who you think.
First, last week, Wisconsin Department of Corrections Secretary John Litcher told a legislative committee that troubled youth prison Lincoln Hills is trying to minimize the use of solitary confinement, but he said the practice is needed in some cases to bolster safety and security.
He joins us now to talk about solitary confinement in youth prisons and more. John Litcher is the Wisconsin Department of Corrections Secretary. He oversees the state's juvenile corrections facilities, Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, which are currently undergoing an FBI investigation after allegations of abuse. Secretary Litcher, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, last week you defended the use of solitary confinement at Lincoln Hills Youth Prison. Why do you think that practice is, in your eyes, justified?
Well, I don't think in any type of institutional setting would you want to take away one of the tools that we may need or use. I emphasize to the committee and I emphasize to your listeners that it is always our goal, it continues to be our goal, and there is a number of ways we will reach that goal to minimize the use of what we identify as restrictive housing, and we will continue to do that, and that minimization is crucial in the well-being of the institution. But to eliminate it completely, it is not as feasible, in our opinion, as to just completely say we will eliminate it.
And you told the State Assembly's Corrections Committee during a hearing that an average of 17% of the prison's population is in solitary at once, and that's closing in on 20% in solitary confinement at one time. Are you comfortable with that number?
Well, yes, it is, because even though that's an accurate statement, we have a step-down process where the young man or the young lady, basically young men, because the young lady is, the young ladies number-wise, even though that's at approximately 15%, the numbers are approximately 3 youth on average at any given day in restrictive housing on the Copper Lake side. But on the Lincoln Hill side, it's basically a step-down program where they may not be in intensified restrictive housing from a person's perspective for just a very short period of time, some possibly hours, some possibly 1 or 2 days. But even in that type of a setting, they are out of their housing unit room, which is what those are. It's not the typical restrictive housing as you would see in a male institution, but it's one of the cottages that we use for restrictive housing, out of their restrictive housing room for approximately 2 to 4 hours a day for programming, for education, for meals, for showers, for a number of activities. So when we use the term restrictive housing on the juvenile side, it is different than the concept or use of restrictive housing at times on the adult side.
So you're saying restrictive housing at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake is different than a solitary confinement in an adult prison? Are they
oh,
not?
Absolutely.
Why aren't they the same thing?
Well, simply because of the type of programming that you do. We attempt to get the youth out much more, not only on a daily basis, but also on a step-down basis, basically starting after immediate evaluation of the incident that might have got the youth into a concept of restrictive housing. The units themselves are different. It's different than on the adult side. I mean, some of the reasons are the same, either because of behaviors, assaults, or other types of actions that might warrant some time of, I'm going to use this terminology, some may not agree with it, but a timeout from their general population responsibilities of education, programming, and meeting groups. But that because they have that in restrictive housing, it is in the out time of a housing unit room is much more than on the adult side. Even though on the adult side we're trying to get to the 10-10 concept, on the juvenile side we get to that concept much, much quicker because it's an immediate evaluation of that youth's needs on an individual basis, and our step down process is probably quicker after evaluation of that youth.
How long might a young person be put in solitary confinement, or as you say, restrictive housing?
Well, Yeah, everybody has, it's different for each individual, but as Deputy Administrator McCulley said that day, it can be hours, or in some respects, it could be days. Each one is different. So the fact of the matter is that you try to evaluate the incident, you evaluate the youth, you evaluate his programming, and I'm speaking now gender-specific, but the same would go for girls, and you evaluate also the aspect of the youth's interaction in that housing unit or restrictive housing unit, such that you may make their step-down process almost immediate. Some may take 2 to 3 to 4, maybe longer days. So I can't tell you specifically because each incident may be different. But the issue that I'm trying to emphasize to you and your listeners is that evaluation is immediate. The step-down process is relatively soon thereafter. And for some, it's truly like a timeout until they're able to, I think, resurrect their own self-discipline to be able to go back into their general housing activities.
Now, many advocates for corrections reform make the case that even for adults, and here in this case we're talking about juveniles, about young people, teenagers, et cetera, that solitary confinement is cruel and that it can be extremely damaging psychologically, especially for young minds, maybe like the teenagers at Lincoln Hills. What do you say to that?
Well, we work closely with professional groups, the Council of Juvenile Correction Administrators. We work closely with all professional groups that deal with what I would state is the overall well-being of youth that are in some kind of a confinement area, and even in general population at Lincoln Hills, that's a confinement of youth. I would argue that you have to define confinement very, very specifically. But if you look at restrictive housing, let's use that terminology, 73% of the state still, based upon our research and our checking as we went in front of the committee, use some form of prohibitive or punitive restrictive housing. 14 states do not. But even those states, the other states that have, they talk about things as administrative confinement for treatment. Those are all euphemisms for some type of specialized confinement within an institution. So I'm saying that I dramatically, and I think our staffs want to dramatically reduce the use of or minimize the time in restrictive housing, but we know it's a tool that inside the institution setting cannot be, from our perspective, eliminated totally, because you still will have, for safety and security reasons of the young adults themselves, a need for some type of separation at times.
We're speaking with John Litcher right now, Wisconsin's new secretary for the Department of Corrections. He oversees the state's juvenile corrections facilities that we're talking about right now, Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, which are undergoing an FBI investigation currently after allegations of abuse. And I want to ask you some bigger picture questions now, Secretary Litcher. Some people in Milwaukee in particular are hoping for a change that would move the facility closer to the city. Right now it's located in the woods of northern Wisconsin. Is moving the facility or opening a new one closer perhaps to urban center something that's maybe on the table?
Well, I think there has been discussions with Milwaukee County officials, and I think those discussions do not end. But the reality is Milwaukee has to also make some decisions. On the proposal that was put forth some time ago, they wanted to just be responsible for smaller elements of confinement of these type of youth. When I say small elements, the smaller elements, I mean, in time-wise, it is important as far as the programming and various treatment groups, but they did not want to be responsible for security. They did not want to be responsible for psychological helping of these youth. They did not want to be responsible for the medical activities of these youth. So that kind of a bifurcated supervision system, we think, has problems connected with it. In respect to where our institution of a Type 1 institution is, it is at Lincoln Hills, Copper Lakes, and just outside of Merrill, Wisconsin. And I don't argue that transportation isn't an issue. I think that, I mean, the distance is there. But that is our Type 1 institution. Now, we have Type 2 institutions once they're released from Lincoln Hills and Copper Lakes that are much closer to those type of populations. But with the giving transportation to parents in the Milwaukee area, in the Green Bay area, in the Dane County area, we try to accommodate as much as possible those type of transportation and visitation issues and connectivity. But as I say, all the metropolitan units, they have made a decision for some reason that they are going to send their young men and or women to Lincoln Hills for a shorter period of time. And as I stated, I believe the average stay on the juvenile side is approximately 10 to 11 months, and on the serious juvenile offense, it's from like 11 to 13 months. So the time at Lincoln Hills Copper Lakes is a much shorter perspective than when you think of an incarcerated time for an adult.
Now, as we wrap up, you took over as Corrections Secretary after Edwall left amid allegations of abuse, as we said, at Lincoln Hills that resulted in that ongoing FBI investigation. And you've said you want to restore trust in the agency. What challenges and opportunities do you see to do that in your new role?
Well, one of them is having the pleasure of talking with you and your listeners. I mean, I think when we continue to tell our story of what we're doing in respect to the changes we're making in both in the of our pre-service academy training for our youth counselors, where we deal dramatically in verbal de-escalation, dealing with mental health training for our youth counselors, adolescent brain debarment, trauma-informed care, all the different types of enhancements we've done on training, the expansion we're using with our psychological services, both inside Lincoln Hills Copper Lakes specifically and outside as far as coordinated activities, those type of situations, plus the fact that we're getting a better handle on our recruiting and filling our positions at Lincoln Hills through local recruitment and local training. I think when I speak of retraining, of reengaging trust in the situation, it's what type of program, treatment, and educational setting we're delivering. And I think they are of extremely high quality now, and I think it reinforces my belief that that helps reestablish trust. Now, trust is a word that everybody has to internalize themselves, but the processes, the changes we've made, the dealing with youth complaints in a better process, the evaluation of use of force not only on an immediate basis but also on a weekly basis at here in central office by our administrators and dealing with those immediately such that we're observing and eliminating any type of allegations in respect to abuse of that nature. I think all those changes help reestablish trust, but it's a long process. This didn't happen overnight, and I understand that it's going to take long stability and evaluation of our programs and continued evaluation of our programs to meet that goal that I stated on my confirmation hearing statements.
Secretary Litcher, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That was John Litcher, Wisconsin Department of Corrections Secretary. He oversees the state's juvenile corrections facilities, Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, which are currently undergoing an FBI investigation after allegations of abuse. He joined us to talk about why he defends the use of solitary confinement in youth prisons and more.